We got serious competition over here at this podcast.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Three Angry Nerds podcast. And I actually count three of us this week.
OMG. So we actually have three nerds.
Woo!
We get to keep the copyright.
Yep.
So
we only have to, like, every once in a while, we actually have to have three to keep the copyright. But, like, you know, just every once in a while.
Yeah, keep up the namesake.
Well, exactly, right? Like, Donald Trump was, like, calling me, and he's like, my presidential candidacy is not really going to be going too well, so can I buy the Three Angry Nerds name? And I'm like, no, dude, you can't. But he's like, I hate Hispanics, and I'm like, I don't want to hear that, dude.
Oh, yeah, God, man, especially because right. I'm here, right? Like, come on. As soon as he finds out that somebody named Carlos is on the podcast, he'd be so unimpressed.
Well, that's why he wants to buy it.
He'll try to deport me through Skype.
He'll be like, you're this Carlos, he's into drugs and alcohol. And it's like, actually, you don't know Carlos, so he wouldn't even touch any of those things.
That's the thing. Yeah, I don't drink alcohol. I've never done, like, any drugs my whole life. My drug is nuggets.
Yeah, nuggets?
Huh. That's the thing. Every time Carlos is recording, he's eating these BK nuggets.
Really? That's a thing? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's just coincidence the last two times, okay? That's not actually true. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Oh,
okay. I bet you your mom's like, I gotta get BK nuggets for my superstar podcast, son. So, BatNet, you're known on CBM as BatNet, but for our audience, who are you really?
Well, hello, everybody. My name is BatNet, a.k.a. Gory Michael Smith.
Okay.
There we go. Right.
And if you're not on CBM, why the hell aren't you?
Yeah, man.
I'm in the United States. I live in South Carolina. Deep in the woods.
Oh, yeehaw.
Rebels forever! Just kidding. No.
How do you get internet out there if you're deep inside the woods?
I'm not deep in the woods. I'm like on the outskirts of a tiny-ass town.
Oh, okay. AT&T. I thought you meant like you're literally inside the woods. Like you're just sitting on the grass, you know, with your laptop.
No, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm just curled up in a tree just listening to my Vita talking to you guys.
I was thinking, like, when you said South Carolina, I was thinking of that show Justified.
Oh, yeah. I love that show.
Yeah. I don't know if it's actually filmed in South Carolina, but I'm just going to assume it is.
You can assume. It looks just like it. You got the meth heads and everything.
Live meth heads. Okay, well, before we continue, I'm just going to pause this podcast for a sec.
Why? Fucked up.
Right.
All right, sorry. I've been drinking, and when I get drink, well, when I drink, I get a little paranoid.
Oh, it's fine. You gotta be a little thorough.
I know, I'm very thorough. That's what she said. Okay. Speaking of things that she said, Rebecca Ferguson may be up for Captain Marvel.
Ah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I haven't seen what we should.
Sorry, BatNet, Corey.
Oh, sorry. I mean, I hadn't seen Rogue Nation yet, so I don't know how good she is.
Why haven't you seen Rogue Nation yet? It's so good.
If it's in my theaters, I will definitely go check it out. I've heard so many good things about it, and I loved Ghost Protocol.
Oh, yeah, dude. If you like Ghost Protocol, oh, you're going to love Rogue Nation. They're so good.
Carlos, it's because he's got meth heads all the way between his
head. Yeah, he's scared. He's scared to go there. Like, it'd be like an obstacle course to get to the theater with all the meth heads.
Oh, yeah.
He got some money. He's just like, oh, no. I'm going back home.
Oh, yeah. Never leave the house without a BB gun. We're going to shoot him off.
But trust me, Rogue Nation is worth it.
I'll have to check it out. I remember you were gushing about Rebecca being the perfect Black Widow.
She is. That's the thing. Okay, if you've seen the movie, you probably know. She literally plays Black Widow in that movie. Like, it's sort of scary, like, how close in terms of, like, character it is. So I was like, what the hell? Why did they not get her? But when I saw this rumor, I was like, I can live with it. Yeah, I'd be fine with it, yeah.
For over Ronda Rousey.
She's kind of popular at the moment, right? So that's kind of the thing. And she's not like a huge name star, so kind of fits in with Marvel's thing of getting someone that's kind of popular but not like a huge star.
Yeah, and they sort of like become super popular after they get hired by Marvel.
Like Chris Pratt.
Yeah, like Chris Pratt.
He's like 70% popular, you know? Where it's it's like they're popular, but they're not like huge. I'm down for this. I mean, if this is Captain Marvel, sure, why not? I kind of want that Emily Dormer girl, but whatever.
Wait, what? Emily Dormer? What?
Emily Dormer. Wait, do you mean Natalie Dormer or Emily?
Oh, Emily Blunt or Natalie Dormer? Those are two different
people. Yeah, that's it. Natalie Dormer from Game of Thrones.
Can you tell that Curtis is drunk?
A little bit. I mean, he sounds perfectly eloquent.
That's the thing with me. I'm actually really eloquent when I'm drunk, but I'm just a complete idiot.
No, no. That's like when I'm texting. When I'm drunk, I can text perfectly.
Okay, let's see here. Natalie Dormer. I think that's who I'm talking about.
Yeah, from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's a... With Tap. I'm just saying, I mean, she's pretty good. I mean, I'm not saying she would be, like, the perfect Captain Marvel, but I would like her.
Yeah, me too. I can see it.
Carlos is secretly, like, plotting to kill me right now because he's so angry.
I'm not. No, I don't have a problem with that.
Well, he's called Mexican Terrorist. He could blow you up.
It's kind of true. I've heard of him, like, you know, assembly bombs in the background of this podcast.
Whoa.
Heavy stuff. Damn it, now Trump's gonna come after me, man.
Oh, God, you're right. He has perfect reason to do so now, because your username is Mexican Terrorist.
Next time I travel to the States, no.
That's like the Skype name I made up when I was, like, 11. Like, and why? They don't let you change Mexican it, so I've always looked back at it like, I'm an idiot.
That just shows how much older I am, because I was totally using MSN Messenger when I was younger.
Oh yeah, I was on AOL.
I remember MSN Messenger.
I used MSN Messenger when I was really little.
Oh gosh. You're like, little girl, do you cam? And she's like, yeah, I do. You're like, oh, sweet. So Corey, are you down for Rebecca Ferguson as Captain Marvel?
Well, I think so. I can't really say for sure because I haven't seen her in action yet, but I think she does look the part. I definitely pick her over Ronda Rousey, who, no offense, she kicks ass, but I think it's impressive.
Ronda Rousey is like the worst pick for anything ever.
I mean, she kicks butt. I can appreciate that.
I can't believe that there are people saying, yeah, great idea. I'm like, fuck off.
There was news this week that Ronda Rousey got cast in the remake of Roadhouse, and I'm like,
oh, yeah.
That makes sense, but it's also like, you're dooming that remake from the start just by casting her.
Yeah. Maybe she'll get better. I mean, you never know. Oh, come on, don't laugh.
Then she'll become The Rock.
Oh, yeah. Can you smell what The Rock's
doing? We all have room to improve.
Exactly.
She's got miles to improve.
She's got lots of room to improve.
Alright. I want to talk about this new Hulk that Marvel unveiled this week.
Oh. Which,
yeah.
The totally awesome Hulk.
Yeah, which, hyping this up, it was just like, I think a lot of fans were just like, this is going to be disappointing. Before it even got announced, they were just like, this is going to suck. And then it got announced. It was, I'm blanking on the character's name, but...
Amadeus Cho.
Amadeus Cho. He's been
I was going to say, I knew it was Amadeus Cho, like, months ago.
I think everyone knew. Everyone kept putting this
everybody
forward.
Everybody knew. Like, I don't know why they were displaying, like, the official announcement. Everybody knew that that's who it was going to be. So...
And now you have an Asian Hulk.
Whatever, man.
Which is kind of funny, because... You know that, like, in 6 months' time, like, Bruce will be back as the Hulk, so... Okay, well, what's this all about then? Anyways, total marketing move, in my opinion.
Make it work. I always like Amadeus Cho as a character. I always found it to be very amusing.
Yeah. Some people say he's very Bruce Banner-ish, so.
Yeah, I think he's more confident, though.
He's the very confident Bruce Banner.
Yeah, I mean, he broke into Fantastic Four base. I remember that part.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, I would have liked it if they, like, maybe made him a bit leaner of a Hulk, but, like, the funny thing is he looks almost exactly like the Hulk.
Yeah, I never saw how that worked.
Yeah. and it's like, I see some people online that are saying, like, oh, so now anybody can get radiated and they become a Hulk. And I'm like, I kind of get that, because it's like, basically, he is now the Hulk. And it's like, you know, you look at She-Hulk, like, yeah, she's, you know, muscular or whatever, but she doesn't look exactly like a Hulk, so.
No, not at all. She's not all.
Or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, like, why does he look exactly like a Hulk? Like, it would have been cool if he looked like a little bit different, yeah. A little bit of a different design.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Aside from
no,
his
that
hair.
Makes sense. I mean, have a few more details of his face and his body and everything else. I mean, he is a different nationality.
Yeah.
I mean, give him squinty eyes.
The guy was like, it's going to be Danny Rand. I'm like, no.
What? Danny Rand?
Yeah. There's this guy on CBM. I forget his username. But he was like, totally going to be Danny Rand. I'm like, such an idiot.
Like I why said, everybody months Rand? Ago, it's Amadeus Cho. He's like, Danny Rand.
Yeah.
Wait, why would it be Danny Rand, though?
I know. It's just like the most random choice. I forget the guy's username, but he was like,
yeah. <they're> a
This is where Carlos and I are probably going to be divided this week on the podcast. I'm just predicting.
We're always
like
divided.
The tiebreaker.
This is where we're going to not be friends anymore.
Oh, God. We're going to civil war.
The first teaser for Jessica Jones hit, and I thought it was terrible.
What?
I hate it. Yeah, I thought it sucked. Sorry.
Like, as a teaser, or just sucked in general? Like,
it's hard to say if it's reflective of the show or not, but at this point I'm saying, yeah, it just overall sucked. Because I thought, like, the girly music was, like, really weird, totally unnecessary. It didn't really show anything, which is kind of weird. It was basically like, hey, it's coming. And, yeah. I mean, just overall, I just thought it was, like, really? Like, this is your first show of Jessica Jones? Like, you could have done something a little more?
Actually, you're going to be surprised, Curtis, because I actually agree with you on this one. I watched it, and I was pretty disappointed. I was like, I thought, okay, because I know when they say teaser, like, it might not be a lot, but I thought there was at least going to be a little bit of footage.
Yeah.
Right? Like, at least something. But, like, I don't understand why you have to make a whole video with, like, the splash paint aesthetic and, like, the... Like, I get what they were going for. Like, it does sort of, like, carry a lot of, like, the visual trademarks of the Alias comics, which is fine. But it felt so inconsequential. I'm like, just, if you're literally making a video just to announce a release date, like, who cares? Like, just give us a trade. I'm so starved for footage for this thing that I'm like, I was very disappointed with it. I was like, come on. You don't have anything you can show?
Plus, I mean, Marvel's usually been pretty good for, like, showing... trailers that actually like show the footage.
It's also a little too much.
And so, yeah, and I mean, you know, that's a good and bad thing, I guess. I don't mind, but I know some people are like, oh gosh, they spoiled such and such, and it's like. Mm.
And I also thought it was kind of funny how at the end they had Jessica Jones standing on the exact same street that they had like the Daredevil promo standing on, but it was all colored purple. I was like, are they all gonna stand on that same street?
You're gonna get hit by a car.
And then, like, the Defenders promo will just be all of them on the same street, like, oh, hey, how's it going, Daredevil?
They're like, this street really needs to be defended.
That's like the whole plot of the Defenders, is that they're just defending that one street.
One street. Like, the for some reason, like the Hand and Kingpin and, like, a dozen supervillains, they all want to take over that one street. And they're like, no, we will defend it.
This street has strategic value.
Yep. The Kingpin's like, that street will be mine!
Yeah.
Great. But yeah, no, I was like, what? Just show, like, okay, like, they gave the release date, which is November 20th. I'm like, okay, that's cool. We finally have a release date. It's earlier than I was expecting. I thought it was going to hit, like, December 1st or something. So I'm like, that's nice. But just fucking give us some footage. Like, it's like, Jesus Christ, it's like 2 months away.
That's the other thing, too, right? Like, I feel like this is probably going to bomb a bit. And not because it's a bad show, but I think because the marketing is just not really there for it. And I mean, I don't know.
Okay, to be fair, Daredevil's marketing didn't start until 2 weeks, two months before either. But I'm like, it's the 2 month mark. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go against you guys and say I actually kind of liked it. I thought the music was perfectly moody and perfectly set the tone for what they're trying to go for. I did like the splash paint, the mix of the coloring and the purple, which I'm assuming indicates Purple Man at the center. And I just like the visual style of it, and I liked how at the end it, you can hear a whisper of Jessica for the release date.
I guess, like I said, as a teaser, it's so fine. It's just disappointing because I wanted fucking footage.
No, I understand that. I can definitely understand that. It doesn't have much connection to this because I've never read Alias. I know I should. But still, I did like what I saw so far. I do want some footage, though. I agree with you guys in that part. That was kind of weird.
I would have, like, even just enjoyed, like, a little 30-second snippet of a scene. Like, just 30 seconds.
Yeah, like, not even, like, edited as a trailer. Just, like, straight footage from a scene. That would have been fine.
That would have been fine, yeah. I can do with that. Which is kind of weird that, like, they went this, like, really weird route with it. Because, and again, I'm kind of also thinking, too, like, you know, for us comic book fans, too, like, we're going to be like, oh, yay, Jessica Jones, why not? But for other people, they're going to probably be like, what's going on here? Like,
yeah, because they're not going to understand, regular people aren't going to understand the reference, because, like, it does have, like, references to Alias in that thing, right? Like, the Alias.
Yeah, isn't that the street signs, like, stuff we saw?
Yeah, that stuff. Yeah. Like, regular folks who haven't read the comics, they're not going to understand any of that shit, so why would they get excited by this teaser?
Yeah. They're just going to look at it, and they're just going to be like, what the hell's going on?
Well, I think people will
like,
see,
the only
like,
reaction, it's... like, the only two reactions I can think of from, like, a general audience member, they're either going to be like, I don't know what that is, so I don't care, or they're going to be like, it has a Marvel logo on it, so I guess I'll look it out, but what is
it? Yeah, I think that's what they're going
there's a girly
song. Because they see the Marvel symbol, they know it means quality. And there's Marvel's Daredevil. People loved that shit. Now we see Marvel with Jessica Jones. Like,
they couldn't have started this with Jessica Jones. There's no way. They had to put Daredevil first so that people trust them on Netflix.
And I know that, like, a lot of people. Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people said, too, that, like, Guardians was the biggest risk for Marvel, but I feel it's more so actually Jessica Jones is probably the biggest risk that they've taken, just in terms of, like, it having so much adult material and stuff like that. And I know we're going to talk about that in a sec, but. Yeah, it's like, it's a bit of a risk.
I understand that, man. I think they eased audience into it, though, with Daredevil, because they were allowed to go that darker, grittier route. That's what Netflix provides for them. They can take their darker heroes and put them in a setting that's actually more perfect for superheroes than it would be on the big screen.
Yeah. Like, I know a lot of people are like, oh, they can never do Punisher, because it doesn't mix with what Marvel's doing. It's like, well, they've established that.
I was
going to
say,
do that now,
did you see that scene with Kingpin and Anatoly? They can do Punisher just fine on Netflix.
Yeah.
You know, or that third episode where that guy put his head on a spike. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That.
I always think of Kingpin and his dad. Just how brutal that was.
Mm-hmm. Kick him again.
I was gonna say too. Like, I thought it was sort of funny when they were writing when was it Stephen DeKnight said he's like the Punisher is gonna be again like sort of like they said PG-16 right like they're saying like the same graphic level as Daredevil, and there was a couple of people like, no, he needs to be R, and I'm like, I think what they did in Daredevil is just fine for Punisher. I don't know. Like,
that really is. That show was brutal. We saw bones cracking, like Anatoly's head squishing. You could see the goop on the ground. And the dude
that's exactly, Punisher will be just fine if it's done like that.
Exactly. You don't need to go over the top like in Warzone, where he punched out a guy's face. Somehow,
like, how did he do that? I remember that.
I love Warzone
because I was laughing so hard. I was like, "That's awesome!" But I'm like, "How does that even happen?"
Warzone's like a terrible movie, but
no, it's like it's so corny. It's good kind of movie, I think.
Yeah, Warzone. Yeah. Warzone is not a good movie, but it's a very enjoyable movie to watch on a certain level. I sort of think of Warzone the way that Curtis thinks of Spirit of Vengeance.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't hate Warzone. I can sit down and put Warzone on and watch it and enjoy myself. Because I'm like, hell yes, this movie is awesomely terrible.
Yeah. I've watched Spirit of Vengeance a couple times, and I just, like, laugh the entire time.
Yeah. I used to get drunk and watch Batman and Robin.
Especially with, what is it, when the guy, yeah, the same scene when he's in the house, and the cop's trying to arrest the guy, and Punisher just blows his fucking head off. God damn it, Castle!
And the villain too, like, what was it, like,
Jigsaw,
Scarface,
Jigsaw.
Yeah, I just remember him. He's just so bad.
Yeah. I don't like it. I thought it was stupid how they tried to turn him into the Joker, and I'm like, no, it's not how it works.
He's not the Joker.
Mm-mm, not at all.
All right, we kind of like touched on this earlier, but Jessica Jones, according to Kristen Ritter, will not be shying away from the sexual and other explicit material from the comics.
She also made explicit reference to the fact that she and Mike Coulter did share lovemaking scenes. Like, she actually specifically said that. So
yeah, and typical CBM, everyone just goes into like, oh, hopefully we see tits.
Of course,
really.
Like,
look, as dark as the show is, now we're gonna see titties.
Yeah,
I was gonna say like PG-16 because PG-13 movies are allowed tits nowadays. So like PG-16, they might be able to get away with it, but like I don't know if Disney will let them. They'll be like, okay, you're allowed to have blood, you're allowed to have heads getting chopped off. We don't know about tits.
That's such
I'm also thinking too, like thematically speaking too, right? Like the Purple Man basically rapes Jessica Jones, right, in the comic, and you can probably infer that there's gonna be something similar, right? So I don't think they would just outright do something like that, especially considering like what Purple Man does to her. But
first hits in the MCU. It would be, I think, contextually appropriate, but I don't know if they're actually gonna push it that far.
Yeah,
I still think Purple Man is gonna be the best part of this whole.
Oh, David Tennant's gonna be amazing.
Yeah,
fucking love.
Which, by the way, I was like, way back when they announced these Netflix series, I was like, Purple Man, I want Purple Man so bad. And Carlos is all like, no, dude, now we're getting Purple Man.
I get why he works well for this story. Personally, I've never liked the character that much. But when they announced David Tennant, I'm like, I can't help but be excited because it's David Tennant. It's like, whenever they do something I don't want them to do, they always know how to, like, either they get the right person or they do it in the right way that gets me on board. Like, the same thing when I was like, I don't want them to do Civil War. And they're like, well, we're going to do Civil War, but we're not going to have it have anything to do. It's like not going to be like the comic at all. I'm like, oh, thank you. Same thing with Purple Man. I'm like, I don't like Purple Man that much. But if they're doing a straight adaptation of Alias and they're going to have David Tennant play him, I'm on board.
You're on board, yeah.
Will he be purple, though, or is this going to be a suit that's purple?
I'm sure he'll be purple eventually.
Like, I think if a couple people have talked about this and being that, because like they've seen set photos of him just wearing the purple suit, and I think that works better. I think they're going to do the thing like where you're under his control and you look at him. You look at him and you see him as purple. And like it's sort of it's in your mind sort of thing. And I think that's probably the way they're going to do it. And that's probably the most appropriate way.
I think they'll build to it. That's my prediction.
Yeah, why is it purple?
Like, maybe like he hides it at first. And then by the end of it, he just like completely foregoes everything. And is just like, I'm fucking purple.
It's totally going to be like Daredevil red costume.
Oh,
it's gonna be like that.
God, no.
You know, or like last episode, he just turns purple, and everyone's like, "Oh!"
Although my question is, are they gonna have a final boss fight like they had with Daredevil? Like Jessica Jones, like jumping around, doing flips, like kicking Purple Man, and Purple Man suddenly has fighting skills. Imagine it's in the same alley where Kingpin and Daredevil fought.
It's like right afterwards too.
Yeah, exactly.
What can she do?
Like the cops are like.
What?
What can Jessica? What does she do exactly? I know she has super strength.
She can fly. She has super strength, and she's superhumanly durable. She's a flying brick.
So, yeah. Oh, okay.
She's but unlike with Daredevil, who like has a lot of like technical fighting skills, Jessica Jones has always been like a sort of like a drunken like brawler. Like she's very much just like punch punch. Like she's not. She has no finesse whatsoever, and that's a big part of her character, is that she's a really bad superhero. So
that sounds awesome.
So imagine, I feel like maybe this is like going to be the idea that was put forth by Hancock and actually do it well. Like a drunk, incompetent superhero. That's exactly what this is going to be, and that's awesome.
I'm really hoping that like Mike Coulter is just like perfect as Luke Cage.
He looks good as Luke Cage.
Yeah. I'm excited to see him.
All right, let's talk about Frank Whaley. I don't know how you say his name. Anyways, he's joined Luke Cage as Detective Scarf.
Detective Scarf.
And if you're not familiar with Detective Scarf, he's basically... You know, he's kind of like an ally, but I think eventually he became a villain of Luke Cage. but I think he'll probably just be a liaison at first.
Yeah, like friend on the force. Something.
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of like a...
They're really filling out the cast. They've hired a lot of people now.
But it's kind of funny, too, because, like, I think a lot of people may think they know Luke Cage, but really, they don't. So, I think it's going to be interesting. Like, they're really going to flesh out this cast with characters that I think a lot of people don't know. And I think that's... I mean, that's interesting, but...
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
I think we'll see Danny Rand in
Luke Cage. Like, they have 13 full episodes to do it, right? And, I mean, like, you have to have a lot of characters to fill up that time.
This is true.
Yeah.
They're going to be pulling in a lot of... They already pulled in several obscure characters, so they're going to be doing that a lot.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to Star Wars.
Ah.
Star Wars is amazing. We'll love it. And it's going to not be like Episode 1.
The Phantom.
Hated it. Yeah.
I watched it when I was a
kid. Come January.
The Phantom Penance, because that's what you feel like it is when you're watching it.
No, it's like, I always keep thinking of that movie Fanboys at the end where they're just like, what if it sucks? I keep thinking that about Episode 7. I'm like, what if it sucks?
Yeah, I feel bad for that guy who's gonna die.
Suck. It's not allowed to suck.
Well, that's the thing. Everyone keeps saying that, right? I think there's a small chance it may suck. I'm not saying it will suck. I'm just saying, like,
there's
I'm not 100%.
It could be bad, and there's always the chance that that movie we think we're gonna be bad is gonna be good. There's always that small chance, but usually
what if Jar Jar Binks appears?
You think it's gonna be
Jar Jar Binks just shows up halfway in the film.
Oh God, don't even say that.
It's the Dark Lord of the Sith.
Or like as the logo's coming on, it says like the Force Awakens, and then it slowly like the Force part of it fades away, and it says the Jar Jar Binks Awakens.
That would be such a troll move.
The Ballad of Jar Jar Binks. No!
That'd be great.
That would suck.
That would suck.
I don't think it's going to suck, though, because I think Disney's got too much invested in this.
I think the thing is, too, is because I'm thinking there's a small chance it might not, or it might be shit, if it's utterly amazing, then I'm even more impressed than I was before. So, there's that.
I don't think the thing is that nobody has more invested in this than actually Disney. Like, of course, all the fans are hoping it's going to be good, but Disney is betting everything on this movie being amazing. Because if it's not, then they're fucked. Like, they have all these Star Wars movies they want to make, and everybody will finally, like, give up. Right?
Yeah.
Like, this is Star Wars' last chance.
Plus, they put so much money into it, too.
Like, billions.
Right.
Yeah, it cost them $4 billion. Basically, this movie has a $4 billion production budget because it cost them $4 billion to buy the rights to Star Wars.
Yeah. Anyways, Mads Mikkelsen, also known as
Hannibal.
Also known as the guy who plays the villain in every fucking thing ever.
Yeah.
He's good, though.
Apparently, we know what his name is in episode 7.
Star Wars Rogue One.
Rogue One, yeah. Apparently his name's Galen, and a lot of people on the internet are freaking out right now, because if you played The Force Unleashed, the main character in that game was called Galen, like, Marek or something like that. So, a lot of people are like, oh my gosh. I don't think it's probably the case, but...
Yeah, I don't think so either. They already said that they threw out the old expanded universe.
Right.
So this is probably just a new. They probably just like the name, or maybe they don't even know that was the name, and they're just like, "This is the new character's name."
Or it could just be too that like they're ignoring a lot of it, but they just choose the name and just are going with it because I think they've said too that they're gonna handpick things that they like. So
yeah, from the old and make it part of the new canon, right? So
I mean, they could do that too.
They're just like, that's just cool. Leave the second parts.
Yeah, which I thought that was one of the best things that they announced about when Disney took over, that they were throwing out the old expanded universe. I was like, thank God, right? Because I didn't want them to be held to that when they're making the new movies.
Well, now I'm like, what happened to Boba Fett? Because I thought he climbed out of the Sarlacc pit, but now apparently he didn't. What now, Carlos?
They could always.
He could come back.
Sorry, anyways. Yeah, I don't think it's Galen, as in Starkiller from Force Unleashed, but...
Aw.
I mean, if they did do it, I mean, they could do it kind of cool. Like, it would be kind of, like, amazing if, like, throughout the movie, you don't know that it's Starkiller. And then, like, at the end of the movie, he's like... He pulls, like, a Robin from The Dark Knight Rises, where he's like, oh, call me Starkiller, and everyone's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I love Starkiller. I love the Force Unleashed story.
Yeah.
I was kind of sad that it wasn't.
And the thing is, too, is, like,
I was gonna say something, but then...
Like, they could allude to it, too. Like, they don't have to straight up be like, oh, this is what his time with Darth Vader was like, but they could just be like, yeah, he was an apprentice of Vader. That's all you need to say. People can fill in the gaps themselves. All right, let's talk about DC.
Yeah, okay, sorry. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Yeah, I didn't like The Force Unleashed, so I'm sorry.
What? Okay, wait. Was it the gameplay or the story you didn't like? Or was it both?
A bit of both, although the gameplay was worse.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I did like how powerful you felt, but it did have some bad moments. Like when I was trying to take that Star Destroyer down, or whatever that thing called, the cruiser, that giant Empire's cruiser. That was just annoying.
Oh my god, yeah, because it was actually broken, because it was telling you to move in the wrong direction. I had to figure it out by myself.
I know, like, what the heck was that all about?
How do you release a game and not figure that shit out? Like, nobody had problems with it when they were playtesting that part. They're like, we figured it out.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that game was totally a rental, and that's how I played it.
That's exactly, it was a rental. I actually did rent it,
cheap,
and I was all like, oh, there you go. I finished it. I'm done. I don't want to play it again.
Yeah. Like, I know some people who bought it, and they were, like, so angry with it. I'm like, I rented it. I played it. That's all I needed from it.
I mean, I had fun. I still enjoyed the story, but second was garbage, though.
I like in that one had, like, the DLC was like, hey, now you're going to go kill Luke Skywalker and all these other people. I was just like, what?
But hey, Luke Skywalker's now your apprentice.
Yeah. Like, oh, I don't think that's canon, guys. Should we talk about Zack Snyder getting all excited about George Miller directing Man of Steel 2? Like, it was the weirdest interview he gave. He was basically like...
He gave a couple of weird interviews this week.
Yeah, he did.
Kind of an odd one. He's like, well, I don't know anything about George Miller directing Man of Steel 2, but he's a great director. And I would love for him to call us.
He basically came in his pants.
Yeah, he basically came in his pants. Yeah.
For good reason. That would be pretty awesome.
I mean, yeah. Honestly, I did not like Man of Steel. A lot of people know that. But George Miller doing the sequel, I mean, who knows? That could be good.
It could be. I mean, I wasn't fond of Man of Steel either. I thought it was just okay. Super meh.
Yeah. Like, in my mind, that movie is like, maybe a 5 or 6 out of 10.
Yeah, I'd say a 6.
Like, it's watchable. Yeah. But once you start diving into things in that movie and you dissect them, it's just like, oh god.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty on the surface when you peel it back. There's like a bit of a rotten core. That was the writing.
Yeah. I think the problem with that movie, too, is like the first time you watch it, you're mainly just enthralled by the whole, like, spectacle of it. But once you start watching it again and, like,
once you watch
story,
it 15
like,
times in a row, like Curtis did.
Oh, yeah. Good god. You watch it 15 times in a row? Why?
I had to research.
He had to get to the bottom of it.
There was like, I don't know. Every time I felt like something
maybe that's
else
why
was
he
wrong with that movie.
He watched it 15 times in one day. Well, not one day.
I'd be sick of a movie too if I had to do that.
I'm not sick of it. Like, I know what's wrong with that movie. Like,
after,
being sick
after
of it,
watching
like,
it 15 times.
Like, for instance, I'm sick of Guardians of the Galaxy. I love that movie, but I'm sick of it.
How many times have you watched that one, Curtis?
Probably like 30 or 40 times.
There you go. There's a pattern.
But that movie doesn't suck. It's just that I'm sick of it. Like, I tried to watch it the other day, and I just, like, got up and did something else. I'm like,
well,
sorry,
maybe if you stopped watching it every other day.
That's an amazing movie.
Yeah, I'm making an event out of it.
It's the Citizen Kane of comic movies.
I wouldn't go that far.
Real pro. I'm just kidding. Anyways. Oh gosh. Let's talk about this news. Apparently Christopher Nolan's next movie is with WB. It's super secret. It's coming out in July 2017.
Christopher Nolan's the only director who can get away with that.
And yeah, everyone's like, oh my god, what is it going to be? What is it going to be? What's it going to be? And I'm like, what if it's just an original movie?
Yeah. I mean, it could be. But I'm just thinking, like, it's kind of weird because normally he would just be like, oh, this movie's going to be about Matthew McConaughey making out with a goat. Or something like that.
You know what? I bet he could make that movie and people would still go see it.
It's okay, baby. I was doing all right.
Yeah, trying to examine the theme of humanity with Miss Man.
I think that's like the title of this week's podcast.
What?
Matthew McConaughey making out with a goat.
There you go.
Write it down. Curtis. Write it down.
Yeah. I've been on a roll lately.
Okay, a roll. That's two in a row.
I think it's like three in a row, Carlos. No. You're just losing count.
Well, Curtis, you're drunk. I don't know if I could trust you to count.
You can trust me with everything.
Hashtag trust Curtis.
That should be the alternate title of this podcast.
Yep. Hashtag trust Curtis.
Yeah, that'll be like in the trivia one day. Yep. They'll be like, what was 89, episode 89 almost called? And someone will be like, trust Curtis? And we'll be like, you're right. Okay. Yeah, honestly, I don't think it's like a comic book movie, but it is kind of weird that they're not saying much about it at this point, because normally they do with his original movies.
Yeah, they at least have, like, a name or something. Be like,
yeah,
or general idea of what it's going to be about.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why I think, you know, a lot of people are thinking it's a comic book movie. I mean, at this point, we don't really know for sure, but I can see why people are thinking that, just because, yeah, they haven't really followed suit with what they normally do.
No, why would you, again, like, why would you announce Inception? That if you're not going to at least tell people what it is? Like, you're just fucking with people.
Like, people excited.
The other thing is, too, is we know that the DC Cinematic Universe is probably at a point now where, like, they're probably like, okay, what can we do with this, you know, character? Like, honestly, I could see them bringing in, trying to bring in Nolan for a character and, you know, whatever. Maybe he's doing a Dr. Fate movie, Carlos.
Dude. That would blow my fucking mind. I would just
would
be like,
something.
Holy fuck, DC just got fucking serious. If they announced Nolan fucking making a Dr. Fate movie, I would come.
A Dr. Fate movie, like, in the style of Inception?
That would, okay, that would be nuts.
See?
That would be mind-blowing, man, right? Literally.
Like, literally, like, make it trippy as fuck. I'm like, damn, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Like I said, I would come in my pants, man.
Yeah. Well,
I'd be 100%. I would be 100% on DC's side on that one. I'd be like, fuck yeah, America.
America.
Anyways. What do you think, Corey?
Hmm?
Your name is Bat Knight, after all.
Yes.
You are the nut of bats.
The nut of the bat, yes. 92. But no, I'm all. I would all be all for it if Nolan did do Dr. Fate. Yeah, but I don't know what to think about this. I mean, I don't know if there are directors that have actually done this kind of thing before. I mean, only he could actually pull that off and get people excited over what was just an announcement date.
How funny would it be if he doesn't even know what the movie's about and that's why it's a secret?
He's like, I haven't even decided yet.
That would be hilarious.
And it's funny because he probably is one of the only directors who could get away with that. He's like, I know I want to make a movie in a couple years. All right, we'll pick a date for you, but what is it? Are you going to pitch us the movie? No, I'll figure it out later.
Yeah. Okay. It would be funny, though. It's like, so Chris, what's your next movie? He's like, I don't know. They're like, well, we have to announce it. It's like, I don't know. Just tell him it's a secret. It's like, okay.
So it would be nice to see Dr. Fate go up against Dr. Strange because Marvel has that in the pipeworks now.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I think that Dr. Fate is an eventuality, because as soon as Dr. Strange comes out, and that's going to make a lot of money, it's going to be successful. You know it is. Of course, DC's going to be like, do we have a character like that? And they're going to be like, Dr. Fate. And they're like, put it into production.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, it's something that's going to happen. It's just going to happen.
Yeah. Wonder Woman. The question of when this movie is going to be set is constantly being debated. Currently now, we've heard that it's half set in the 1920s. And the other half of it is going to be in the present.
Is that the current rumor?
Yeah.
Okay, did they not watch that joystick? Okay, having a fucking time jump in the middle of your movie does not help. But except instead of 1 year later, it's going to be like 1 century later. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I remember hearing at a Comic-Con, there was concept art of Wonder Woman fighting alongside World War One soldiers. This would make sense.
It's weird.
I guess there's like a couple cool things you could do with the idea that, again, like she's sort of timeless, right? And like how she doesn't age or some shit, and like she's able to like have all these adventures across multiple time periods. Like, there's something cool you could do there, I guess. But I can't help but feel that if that sort of is like the main gimmick of the movie, that it's not going to feel like heavily disjointed if it's literally halfway through the movie. Like, if it's like the first 20 minutes are in the past and then the rest of it's in the present, that could probably work a lot better. But I think if you're actually doing like a full time jump literally in the midway point, it's going to feel like it's cutting the movie in half. It's going to, I don't think it's the best move, like, story wise.
No, it's agree. DC. There's so much to set up for it too, though. I mean, I know Steve Trevor's in the movie, but is he going to be in the past or the future? How are they going to set proper romance?
Is Steve Trevor going to be the Peggy Carter of Wonder Woman, where she's the guy that she leaves behind? He gets old.
Yeah.
Hashtag Steve Trevor dance. Show.
Yeah. Exactly, Agent Trevor.
God damn.
And he has the hat.
You know what? I feel like they'll find a way to do, like, Steve Trevor. They'll be, like, a Steve Trevor Jr. I'm calling it now.
Wait, so would she be going out with both the Steve Trevor and the Jr.? Like, his grandson? Yeah. That'd be kind of creepy.
Well, isn't that sort of what they're doing with Sharon Carter?
Yeah, but, I mean, she's the niece, at least.
But she's not going to be the niece. The timeline doesn't add up. There's no way she'd be able to be the niece if it's 70 years later. Like, that worked in the comics when it was 20 years. It doesn't work now.
This is a DC movie. Like, it's just going to be some crazy shit.
I suppose.
It's going to be a Zod Doomsday.
Oh.
Zod's going to be... There's
going to be Steve Trevor and a Steve Trevor Jr.
Yeah.
The Batwing is going to just be him with a paraglider.
I would actually mind seeing a classic Batman set in the 1920s. I mean, the 40s. I mean, that's where he originally came from.
But he has to have the gun.
And the badge.
I recently rewatched The Flashpoint Paradox. I thought, man, that would be a pretty cool movie. But then I'm like, nah.
It'd be a bit convoluted at this point. But yeah, it'd be cool to see. But I
know it'd be hard to pull off. But.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, at this point, like, you couldn't just have them all show up and then just do it. Like, that would be probably 10 years from now, 20 years from now.
Ugh, God, that's something to think about.
The 10 years. DC Cinematic Universe lasts that long.
Yeah, DC Cinematic Universe, Marvel Universe, the Fox Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Well, it's like funny this week because I was watching those featurettes that have been leaking for Age of Ultron, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell that, like, they've been planning up to Phase 3. Like, that's their whole thing right now, is just planning up to Phase 3. And I'm like, I would not be surprised at this point if a lot of the creative talent is just basically like, Phase 4 is your guys' problem. After Phase 3, we're out. We're rich.
Yeah, what do you got to Phase 3? They probably have to slim down the stories.
Kang. Clearly, isn't
Kang with Fox though? Because isn't he like the son, the relative of the mutants, Scott?
I don't trust James
Gunn. I don't trust James Gunn on that either. Like I said, Kang was introduced in Avengers comics, and he's been the Avengers' archenemy for forever. I can't help but feel that he would be shared.
Yeah.
Okay, you think he'd be shared?
So, like, James Gunn said that, but when would he have verified that? Like, when would he? Did he ask to use Kang in Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
Yeah, like, when is James Gunn a lawyer? Come on now. But
besides, we all know. I mean, like, Fant Forstick. I remember that thing from Forbes came out that Fant Forstick is estimated to lose Fox about $100 million, so.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. They'll be like, do you guys want Kang?
It's like, we're taking it all.
We need a fourth chance with Fantastic Four, guys.
No. No, there's no fourth chance. I mean, the older movies were bad enough.
As I said, it's impossible. They can't go put a sequel into production. $100 million loss, you can't explain that to the shareholders after this. Right? Especially because they also know that the property is even more toxic in their hands, because literally no one's going to go see another movie made by them, especially if it's a sequel. Right? So the shareholders literally won't allow Fox to make another movie, even if it's out of spite.
Wait, that's so stupid, though. Just keeping the rights out of spite. I mean, look, what they need to do is they need to trade the rights to Marvel and get not only the X-Men TV shows, but the merchandising rights as well. That way they can at least something recoup something of their losses.
Disney won't
merchandising makes a lot of money.
They're worth too much.
Yeah, but
they don't
like
have to. Thing, Disney doesn't have to trade. All they have to do is wait, because of the fact they know that the shareholders aren't going to let them do anything with it. They're going to be like, I can wait. They might go for the TV thing, but it will be a temporary deal at best. Disney doesn't want to give up anything, and they don't have to in this case.
They really don't, but they're all important characters that are tied to Fantastic Four that are important to what they're doing with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, like the Infinity Wars.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, this is just information that I've gotten from, like, actual financial analysts that have talked about the idea of a possible deal, and they said that this is a completely different case from Spider-Man. Marvel doesn't have to trade away anything, really, because the merchandising rights would be worth too much to them to give away to Fox, and the Fantastic Four property is worth pennies right now, so they could basically just wait for a while until the shareholders basically force Fox to make sort of pay. Basically, like, they said, if there's going to be a deal, it's probably just going to be a flat sell where they just sell it back.
Dang.
To recoup some of the losses, probably just to recover like whatever they lost on the movie.
This is what happens when we try to talk about DC.
this is why Hamid is angry at us.
Yeah. We try, Hamid. I mean,
yeah, we
try heard me. I tried to talk about DC.
Yeah, we went from Wonder Woman to Fant Four Stick to Cinematic Universes. We got mixed up.
Well, see, we have this guy that emails in every week. He gets mad that we don't talk about DC.
But even though we talk about DC.
We tried.
We did try. All right, let's keep going. More DC
effort.
Talk.
Yeah. Oh, so there's a little bit more DC talk this week.
All right, good.
So we can appease a bit of Hamid. He might not even listen to those podcasts anymore after this week, but we'll see. Okay, Green Lantern may appear in Arrow. The executive producer of Arrow said, hey, a certain ring might appear in the season premiere.
Really?
And, yeah. Now,
is that what he
here's
said,
the thing, too,
ring?
Right? Yeah.
It's going to be an engagement ring for Felicity.
Let's see. Well, that's kind of it, right? Like, that's the realist speaking, right? Like, it's probably some kind of, like, engagement ring or something like that. But, I mean, of course, a lot of people are like, oh, my God. Green Lantern.
That guy's trolling the fan base so hard right now.
Yeah. I don't see how they can pull a Green Lantern off. I mean, that CGI alone just be enormous.
Mm.
I mean, after
I can see them alluding to it.
After you saw Diggle Needle. So, I mean, like,
oh,
you
God.
Really want, do you really want to see Green Lantern by the CW?
Yeah, you mean Mag Negro?
That's so racist, but so amazing.
Black Needle.
Oh God!
Just as soon as I saw that, and he was doing the pose too. He was doing Magneto's pose with like the folded arms and his head held high, and I was all like, "You can't tell me they weren't trying to go for that."
I love how too, like someone was like, "Better Magneto than the actual Magneto."
Oh,
I'm like,
he didn't even look that bad.
Like, I know that like a lot of people will be like, "That's false," but. I don't know. Kind of part of me, like, lulled a bit. The Flash. Building up to Wally West as Kid Flash. Blah. So, don't expect him to be Kid Flash right away.
Right.
Take some time.
I hope that should be, like, a Roy Harper situation.
Yeah. You know, like, it takes him a little while. But the other thing is, too, is the whole idea is that Barry Allen is the experienced, mature one, and Wally is the immature kind of, you know, hothead, right? So you kind of need Barry to kind of grow as a character first before you go ahead and throw in Kid Flash.
Yeah, this is true.
Makes sense. All right, Carlos. It's your turn.
For what?
The bat. You were telling us about this big news that happened this week.
What big news?
The big news about King Kong.
Oh, yeah, right. So there was another bit of news that was announced today, is that Legendary Pictures is taking their Kong Skull Island movie, which is sort of interesting because it was called that, but apparently this report says that that title isn't final. It's just a placeholder title until they pick something better. So their King Kong reboot has just been taken over by Warner Brothers, who are going to be distributing the movie, and they're doing that because they are trying to build up to a King Kong versus Godzilla crossover movie that will happen after Gareth Edwards' second Godzilla movie. Now, the Gareth Edwards Godzilla films were initially announced as a trilogy, so I don't know if King Kong versus Godzilla is going to be Godzilla 3 or if Godzilla 3 is going to happen after that. But it is going to happen after Godzilla 2.
Makes sense.
It does.
I mean, when they announced this whole new King Kong movie, that was the first thing I said. I'm like, it's going to be like Godzilla and King Kong going at it.
So King Kong has to be fucking huge in this new movie.
He's going to have to be.
Huge.
That or, extremely agile, you know?
Yeah, I guess that makes more sense. But damn, he would be small enough to climb Godzilla, I think. He's that small.
I could see him being like super fast ape.
Yeah, maybe make him not as big, but yeah, definitely more faster, more agile, more smarter. Or wait, yeah. More smart.
More smarter.
Yeah. So I guess that's it for news this week. There's nothing to review.
Well, really?
Movie's out. Yeah.
Well, what about the
unless you guys saw any movies worth talking about? No. Carlos is like BK Nugs 9 out of 10.
What are you talking about? 10 out of 10.
Please more BK Nugs, guys.
Best movie I've watched all week.
I'll say, what about the leaked footage of Oscar Isaac's Apocalypse?
Oh yeah. See, Corey's already contributing to this podcast in eventful ways.
Huzzah!
Yes. Oscar Isaac as Apocalypse. It looks a lot more apocalypse-y. Yes. Yeah. Than the previous picture.
Oh yeah, this looks actually much better, I think.
Oh yeah. The other thing is that he doesn't look like Ivan Ooze anymore, which I'm actually kind of disappointed by.
No, that was fine. I think he looked that much like Ivan Ooze. He was just purple, but Ivan Ooze is all twirly. He's got that little twirly mustache and twirly beard goatee thing.
Well, let's be honest, too, right? This is the only time that Ivan Ooze has been relevant in, the last 20 years.
This is true. Can't argue with that.
I was stunned that so many people even knew who people were referencing when they said Ivan Ooze.
How many people watched
that Power Rangers movie?
I did. I watched it all the time as a kid.
I remember when that news came out, the leaked picture or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, typing on comic book movie. I'm like, ha ha ha, looks like Ivan Ooze. And this is one of the first comments. I was on page one of what would eventually be a 20 page comment article. And for whatever reason my browser refreshed and some guy's like, "Lol, looks like Ivan Ooze." I'm like, "You fucking bastard. Beat me to it." Anyways. Yeah. Looks a lot better.
It does.
And I wonder if that is because the leaked footage was kinda people looked at it and were like, ugh. They're like, oh, let's change this a bit.
Well, I thought it was going to look better because, Apocalypse will be a mix of practical and CGI effect, right? That's supposed to be his whole look.
Yeah.
So I was expecting something better to come out of it anyway. And this does look better.
Plus, I wouldn't be surprised if his look evolves over the film.
This is true.
Yeah.
That's right. So,
That's the hot thing to do nowadays, right?
True. I was going to ask, Carlos. Are you looking forward to Age of Apocalypse? I mean, I know you're not really fond of Fox's X-Men universe, but I just want to hear your thoughts on that.
False.
So I don't know if looking forward to it is the right word. I mean, I guess I have to watch it because it's still a Marvel movie, but I'm so sort of I'm so sort of desensitized to the Foxman movies by this point that I don't care. It's sort of just it's an obligation, It's like the Star Wars prequels, like when those were coming out, and I was all like, oh, I guess I, like, after the first one, everyone's excited for the first one, then by the second one, you're like, we just have to go now.
God, the second one's even worse. That's not how
I
sort of feel.
I feel too, like, no.
You know, a lot of they people kind of... say that. A lot of people say that nowadays, that Attack of the Clones is worse. I still don't feel that way. I think The Phantom Menace is worse overall as a movie. That's just me.
Yeah.
Well, I think I just found the Clone Wars to be incredibly boring until the end with the Yoda and Count Dooku fight. That was pretty good.
I would say that Episode 1 at least had a bit more personality to it. Episode 2 just felt a little more empty. You know? Anyways, let's move on to emails. Always the highlight of the podcast.
Yeah.
Woo!
Carlos, are you ready?
Oh, I'm fucking stoked.
Are you, like, pumped?
Yup.
Alright. I got 5 emails this week. Should we save Hamid for last?
Always.
Okay. Alright, this first one's from Frank. Like Frank's Red Hot Sauce. Hello, nerds. When drinking a beer, and then he puts in brackets, or for Carlos, a Coke.
He knows me!
Yeah, see, he listens to the podcast.
Dang.
If you pour it into a glass, and there's some left in the can or bottle, do you drink what's in the glass to make room and then pour it in, or do you save what's in the glass or bottle for later? Or no, can or bottle for later.
Oh, I just drink it straight. Like, if there's not enough room, but there's still some left in the can, I'm just like...
Okay. So you're not a save-it-for-later kind of guy?
Nope. Definitely not.
All right, what about you, Corey?
I'm going to go the same.
Okay. I'm the same.
We're all good question, none Corey. Of us save it for later.
Yeah. Why would you save it? That's lame.
Yeah. Give me now.
Oh. We got some would-you-rathers.
Aw,
oh,
nice. From who?
And these are definitely not politically correct. So.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Yeah, this is it.
Are these also from Frank, or is it someone else?
Oh, no, this is from Ryan.
Okay.
The only person who ever sends in these things.
All right, nice.
I call them things because I don't know how to describe them, really.
Things.
Okay, the first one. Would you rather have sex with Susan Boyle for the rest of eternity, or have to stick your schlong into a hornet's nest for 10 minutes?
Really?
What?
What? Susan Boyle!
Wait, for
I
all...
I mean, like, penis! Wait, what do you mean by hornets?
I now immortal until the end of time?
But you'd have to be stuck with Susan Boyle.
Like I said, like, all of time? What?
For the rest of eternity, that's what he says. So yeah,
that's a bit fucked.
A lot of sex with Susan Boyle. Now, I have a question: is she eternal?
Yeah, or is she just gonna eventually just die, and then I have to like drag her corpse around by my dick?
Oh
no,
because
I'm thinking if she dies, then I'm out of it. I can just do whatever I want.
Yeah, I don't think the parameters for this are established very well.
This is a very epic question with a lot of ways to go. But,
I don't know. I mean, she has a nice round booty. I think I can do it.
Here's the thing.
She's skinny.
I'm also thinking too.
Wait, what?
Even if I'll take the Susan Boyle, but I'm gonna murder her.
Don't
yeah,
do
there's
it.
No. There doesn't seem to be anything about like actually getting her actively out of the situation.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, if I can just like again like kick her until she like heals over and then like get out of it, then that's probably what I'm gonna go with.
Sorry, Susan Boyle, if you listen to this podcast.
We have nothing against you personally. We were asked this question. We didn't ask for it.
I imagine like Susan Boyle right now is having a bubble bath and she's listening to our podcast. She just freaks out.
She's so mad.
I mean, Trevor, I compliment you, Susan. You have a nice butt.
Yeah. Did you hear that? Yeah, nobody wants to take the Hornets. This one's really bad. Would you rather get into a fight with Dwayne The Rock Johnson or Dylan Klebold?
Wait, what?
What?
Now, for those who don't remember, Dylan Klebold was one of the shooters behind the Columbine shootings.
Oh.
Well, considering he's dead, it'd probably be an easy fight.
Yeah, would we be fighting a corpse, or would he be just alive and have no weapons on him, no guns? Because if so, I'd probably beat the shit out of him.
But see, here's the thing. I would take The Rock.
Why?
Because I feel like The Rock would probably just punch me once in the arm and I'd fall over, and then we would just have beers and laugh about it. You know? Dylan Klebold. I feel like I can never trust that guy. Like, I can have a beer with him. You know?
I guess you have a point. I mean, just beating up some a-hole who shot up school, or getting a punch and just having kicking back with a beer with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Look, I don't think The Rock would actually want to, like, beat the crap out of me. I would just be like, yo, Rock, just punch me in the arm real hard. And I would probably be hurting for a week, but afterwards we'd be fine.
We keep finding loopholes in these situations.
That's pretty much how this works.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay. I don't know, like I said, because I'm fighting a corpse, I'm going to go with Klebold on this one. I think that would just be a really easy fight.
It would be, technically, yeah.
I'd just kick him in the shins a couple times and be like, I did it!
He'd be like, yo guys, I took down Dylan Klebold.
I'm a hero!
Then the girls would be like, Carlos.
All the girls would be like, I need a hero! I'm holding out for a hero till the end of the night.
Okay, last one. Would you rather have a PS4 or a mint-in-the-box PlayStation 1?
Well, I have a PS4, so PS1.
Yeah.
I don't
the thing is, too, is like,
four, so.
Wouldn't you just get the PS1? And if it's in mint condition, sell it for a lot of money, then get a PlayStation 4?
Yeah, as I'm saying, is that I can get a PS4 anyway, so I would just take the mint in condition PS1 because it's rarer. Like, I don't have a PS4 yet, but I could still, there's nothing stopping me from going to get one.
Yeah.
Really? Like Metal Gear Solid 5?
PS1.
Oh, no, it's a PS3 too.
Oh, yeah. Metal Gear Solid 5 taking up my life. Alright. Let's move on from these would you rathers. Jerry ass. You guys don't talk about video games so much. So what have you been playing lately? Jerry. Carlos, what have you been playing lately?
I actually haven't a lot of time to play anything in the last little bit because I just started my master's work. Like, I started school. So, I mean, I have a lot to do right now, so I don't really have a lot of time. I haven't had time to play games. I haven't had as much time to write fan fiction. I've been, like, sort of, like, agitated by that, really.
Damn it, why am I being so educated?
No, I'm like, why am I doing something with my life? I want to not do stuff with my life, damn it.
Yeah, you want to be like Snooper.
Snoopy Snooper.
I don't think anyone wants to be more like Snooper, Curtis, so...
No, because Snooper's going to get sued.
He is going to get sued. He's going to get sued for fucking defamation of character.
Yeah. Hear that, Snooper?
Probably get him for harassment, too, because he's just bad about that.
Yeah, online harassment. Dude, it is a thing, so, like...
Yeah. You think I'm bluffing, Bo? I'm not.
We ain't kidding. We're not fucking around this time.
Yeah, Snooper. I know you're listening. Balls. Alright. Corey, what have you been playing?
Well, I've been playing the interactive horror game Until Dawn.
Oh yeah, you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
How is that?
I gotta say, it's really good. I mean, basically it's a horror movie with every single 80s cliche horror trope in the book. Stars 8 teenagers who go into the mountains and hang on this cabin. Overnight, isolated, and then strange things happen.
Okay. I got more excited for this game. You sold me on it.
Yeah, I mean, if you like Heavy Rain, you'll probably love this, because I think it's actually better than Heavy Rain in terms of game.
Oh, I hated Heavy Rain.
Okay, so what did you hate about it, though?
It was kind of like slow.
Jason!
Oh! Jason!
Yeah.
Okay, no, that was annoying, I get that, but no, this game has a better pace. Better choices, because they have this whole thing called the butterfly effect, which basically means your choices affect everything.
Wait, does Ashton Kutcher actually show up?
What? No, it's not Ashton Kutcher. Although I know Hayden Panettiere is in the game, the girl from Heroes.
Hayden Panettiere is in the game? Why is she in there?
I don't know, but she's really good. I mean, they basically have motion capture for everyone. And even Mike Dalton, who's Agent Ward from Hydra's in the game.
Grant Ward's in the game?
Yeah, Grant Ward's in the game.
Is Simmons in the game?
No, there's no Simmons. There's just Ward.
Oh,
they act like
man.
The goofiest
motherfucker. They could put Elizabeth Henstridge in fucking, like, a My Little Pony game, and I would play it. Like, if they could put Elizabeth Henstridge in anything, and I'd be like, I'm there.
What is it with Carlos and liking ugly girls?
Fuck Jeez. You, Curtis.
Like
literally,
that ugly,
oh fuck.
That ugly chick from the Theory of Everything.
I am going to slice off your everything with a chainsaw. Not even anything specific.
I didn't bring everything
the
with
chainsaw.
Me. What's the girl's name? Oh man, I'm trying to forget. Doing a good job, apparently.
I haven't read the gang yet, though, but yeah, I would definitely recommend it. It's really good.
Sounds
good. If you like 80s horror movies.
Yes, if you like 80s horror movies, if you like choices that actually have meaning and consequences, and cliche horror tropes like sexy teenage talk, this is the game for you.
I feel like that should be wrong on so many levels.
But it's funny, though. There are so many puns.
Go hit on teenagers. Like, no, thank you. I'm too old for that now.
That's funny, though, because none of them look like teenagers. Including.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's part of the trope.
Okay, thank God. I don't want to get, like, killed for this.
Oh, no, they're, like, wards in the game, man. Yeah, they're not all teenagers.
Okay.
That would be creepy.
You've got Metal Gear Solid 5, too, don't you?
Yes, I do, but I have been playing Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes because I heard that if you play through Ground Zeroes and play all the missions, like, if you grab certain people and take them to the helicopter, you will get rewards for them. Like, for example, if you save Hideo Kojima, who is in the game, by the way,
yeah.
You save him from the helicopter, he will actually be at the mother base in Phantom Pain.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm taking
a few perks.
Hmm?
Yeah. There's a few perks that I definitely...
I was going to actually ask a question. Does Phantom Pain have Ground Zeroes attached to it now, or are they still separate?
They're still separate.
I was wondering if they were just going to include it with the game, but because that would make sense, but...
I know Steam was giving it away for free if you got Phantom Pain for a bit. So
I don't
want to
play
it
on fucking PC.
I'm just saying, Carlos, they might do that down the road. It might just be like, get Phantom Pain and you get it for free. I don't know.
That would be something. That would be nice.
Yeah. Since they got all their money from most of the hardcore people already.
Oh, question. Can I, like, recite the lines from Until Dawn to you guys?
Oh, sure.
Just in the room. All right. It's Mike and Jessica. They just had a snowball fight. And, let me find it. Come here, little...
Can you do that? I'm going to grab another drink.
Okay. All right.
Wait,
Mike
what?
Says,
are we doing, like, fucking, like... This is our, like, theater hour? Like, what's going on here?
Hmm?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Okay. Mike says, you're going down. Gotcha. Done. Done. Done city. Jessica goes, so did I go down? Mike goes, I don't think so. And Jessica says, I think you know if I did. Mike says, all right. Jessica says, my, are we calling it my favor then? Mike says, you're a worthy opponent, Miss Snowball Queen. Okay, that sounds vaguely dirty. My lady.
Really?
Really, yeah.
Really?
That's it.
Really?
Ah, just goes. Yeah, and she keeps saying, she goes, wow.
Expert,
I'm later,
like
buddy.
Expert dialogue from Until
Then. And Mike goes, endless reserve. We should get up to the lodge. Nico says, it's so nice out here, though. Pretty breathtaking. Mike says, I could stay out here pretty much ever, provided I was making out with you the whole time. And Jessica says, just making me making out? And Mike goes, well, quote unquote. And it gets worse.
Jesus. Well, sweet Lord, baby Jesus, save us.
But yeah, that's we should be expecting Until Dawn with the dialogue.
OK.
Well, it definitely sounds like Metal Gear Solid 5 movie. If it was made via like people that are obsessed with Twitter.
Oh. Wasn't that like the movie Unfollow?
Yeah, it kind of was. That was on Skype.
I thought it was Unfriended.
Yeah, it did. No, it was Unfriended. Yeah.
Same diff.
Shut up, Curtis. You know what I mean.
No way. I've been playing Metal Gear Solid still. I've been blazing through that.
Big surprise.
Shocker.
That game takes forever to beat.
Yeah, it's gonna be a very long game.
Yeah, I've been playing it for like 2 weeks, and I'm only like 35% through the game.
Ah, Jesus Christ. I hate that. Yeah. I mean, if I love the game, I'll power through it, but usually I can't stand 100-hour games. Even if they're great, like The Witcher 3. Like
really long, but it's good. And, like, most of that is just me doing side ops that I don't need to do, but I just want to do. And, since the last time we talked, I started doing this forward operating base thing, where you can invade people's bases and build your own. It's pretty fun, I gotta say.
Yeah,
I give it a good thumbs up. Yeah. Mainly just because, you know, we go infiltrate a base and, like, sometimes it's, like, super easy. You literally just walk in and take their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Other times it's, like, one of the hardest Metal Gear Solid missions I've ever played. And it's, like, no one made this mission. It was all this dude who made it. And I'm, like, that's crazy.
Dang.
Yeah. Let's see what else is up to talk about. We're not at Hamid's email yet. Oh, I got an email from Scott. He's a regular emailer. He was the one that started the emails.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah. He was like, can I email you guys? And I'm like, sure, why not? Then I made a Gmail. And I'm like, just email us there. Hello, nerds. I've been single for a while. And I've started making a list of things that are important to me in a relationship. I wouldn't mind hearing the top three things that you each look for in a partner. Thank you, Scott.
I feel like he's sort of gesturing for us to, like, do Nerds in Love.
I know, right?
He's trying to
tell us. We haven't done that in a while. That's totally my fault.
Yeah, Curtis.
Maybe that's why last week we were talking about it. He's probably like, I'll just email them and see if they do it as a podcast.
But he didn't tell us. I thought like he was gonna tell us what his were, but he didn't. He's just like, tell me yours. I'm like, but you said you were putting that together, jerk.
Well, he's putting it together. Maybe he just doesn't have it yet.
Mm.
You know, maybe he's like still thinking on it. You know, he's allowed to think, Carlos. Sheesh.
Yeah,
I'm not saying he is.
Don't be a robot, Carlos.
Yeah. Oh. Be a human being.
Don't be Ultron.
A human being.
Yeah. Don't be Ultron. That's great.
Don't compare with Stark.
Top three things. Good in bed. Can make me a drink. I can tolerate my insanity. That's my
I'm guessing Megan can do all three of those things.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you married her.
Sorry? Wait, were you asking me something?
Oh, I said good to know, Curtis.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's good to know. No, I guess like all that is basically like, just marry your best friend. That's the real trick of it all.
Ooh, that's true.
What about you, Corey? What are three things you look for in someone?
I guess, let's see. Well, I have my own mental issues, ADHD and Asperger's, so I guess the first thing would be someone I can talk to and be comfortable with. Be the first thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Second would be share my hobbies, enjoy comics and games. Otherwise, it's not gonna work.
That's true.
I guess for the third thing, not afraid to be kinky.
Uh huh.
Mm, yeah.
Now what point. Kind? Because that can mean 10 million different things. So do you have anything specific or?
Whoa, Carlos.
All right.
Working out his knowledge.
All right, everyone, put your big boy ears on. I'll let you know. Let's see, kinky things can probably be a bit of bondage. Obviously. What?
No, I'm like, whoa.
You asked for it.
Is it getting you down?
Yes, bondage.
Kinky nerds in love.
Yeah, exactly.
Bondage, sexual positions of the different variety, and toys.
There we go.
Okay.
No more details in there.
All right, Carlos.
Now we all know what Corey likes.
And I have a girl who likes that stuff, so I'm good.
Yeah. That's the important thing, right?
Right.
If you find someone who likes all those things that you dig... Pretty much just hang out with them until you're sick of them. If you don't get sick of them, then you can just marry them.
There you go.
Alright, Carlos. I already know what one of yours is going to be.
What do you mean?
I already know what one of your top three things is going to be.
What is that?
Relationship, man.
It's going to be not have a boyfriend.
You know what? You're right. I have been on so many dates with girls that have boyfriends that I'm just like, that has to be one.
Dang, it's almost really? By default.
Oh yeah, Corey, you missed that. Like that was a while ago. There was a whole saga like where I went on like three different dates with like three different girls and they all ended up having boyfriends. I was just like, what is my life? What is my life?
Okay, yeah, that'd be awkward.
That was awful. Yeah. That was just awful. That's one.
But that's one, yes.
I guess, like I said, also because I have Asperger syndrome, it would be probably be again like someone who can deal with that.
Yeah.
That'd be two. And
Must like Thor the Dark World?
No. No, I guess the third one would probably be someone who, not necessarily like they have to be completely versed in my interests, but they have to be open to getting more versed in them. Like, I don't have a problem with someone who's like not completely a nerd, but they have to at least be open to the idea of me like getting them more into that culture.
Yeah.
They have to be willing to learn.
They have to be open-minded.
Yes.
That's a word.
So yeah, I guess that would be it.
Alright.
Nice stuff.
Well, that's like the most serious we've been all podcast.
I know.
Go team.
Now let's do Hamid's email. And just...
So
any sincerity that we just poured out, we're retroactively ripping away.
Okay, so he emails guys... all the time.
He emails us every
and you're gonna
week.
Find out why it's such a joke in a second here. Alright. I don't ever edit his emails. Like I read them just as he sends them.
Yep.
Because if I ever edited it, it would take away from the humor.
Oh,
let me just take a drink before I do this.
Need some help to get through this.
This is gonna be funny.
Oh goody.
I have problem podcast. There are so many people in podcasts who read my emails like they joke, and they shit on my email.
Oh, God. Is he really right like this?
Yeah. I will no longer email podcasts where people are so considerate, which I think he means inconsiderate, but, like, that's a crucial word in his email. The fact that he gets that wrong is so funny. And... are not going to be professionals on podcasts. Right now, if you do not apologize, I do no longer listen to podcasts. Bye-bye. Hamid, I am not Bong Ripper. Do not say my Bong Ripper 420 email.
Wait, it says do not say that?
No, it doesn't say that. It just says do not say my Bong Ripper 420 email. That's what he says. First off, Hamid, I don't negotiate with terrorists, so fuck you.
Like, Isn't this like the third time he's threatened to stop listening to the podcast if we don't do something?
Yeah, and then he, even though we don't do it, he still listens.
Like,
that's the most amazing thing.
You've emailed us more than almost anyone. Like you're as like regular of an emailer as like Scott or Marianne. Like, we like, what do you mean? Like, I'm just
like, like I say, Hamid, I don't negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
You don't tell us what to do, man. This is our show. Yeah. Like, you're the one who keeps emailing us. So,
I tell your ISIS
with
uncles
what,
that
people's emails
don't negotiate with them. It's the worst podcast in the history of podcasts. Like I said, we were sincere there for like a couple minutes, and now that's it.
Now we don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Just kind of funny. Anyways, Hamid, even though we just shat on your email, you're gonna email us next week. I know you will. That's it for podcasts. We're done.
All right.
Oh wow!
Good job, buddy.
That was fun.
Thank you. We try to have fun.
Yeah, I'm glad.
It doesn't always work out that way, but you know.
No, I'm glad I joined you guys. I'd love to do it again sometime.
You were probably our most successful guest that we've ever had on, so.
Really?
We would definitely want to have you back. Oh, yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
You've had a really bad track record. Yeah. We had Mr. Cool on once.
It was Mr. Cool.
That was terrible. That was terrible. He had, like, PTSD from his other podcast that he did.
Oh, God.
He was basically,
are we
gonna
say, like the last, like, don't we have our closing thing?
Oh yeah, we can do that, Carlos, if you want.
We usually
I was just chatting it up, you know.
Oh.
Keeping it cash.
Keeping it cool. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Question, though, before we go, can I throw in like a review? Actually, there's a film I wanted to talk about.
Of the podcast?
Yeah, like an older film.
Are you gonna give us five stars on iTunes?
I thought you were gonna review us. I thought that would be amazing.
Not you guys.
10 out of 10.
I think we're very unbiased that we review the podcast I'm on right now.
Well, I don't think we'd be biased.
Imagine he reviews it, he's like 4 out of 10, would not come on again. We're like, aw.
Don't worry, I'm not that mean. I was talking like a movie or something.
Alright, what did you see?
Well, recently I watched John Wick featuring Keanu Reeves.
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it was. Yeah, I was really impressed with it. I mean, it had... The story is not so complex, but it really works for the sake of the film. And Keanu Reeves is probably at his best here that he's ever been in a while. I mean, his...
Yeah.
What was it called? I guess what he calls method acting approach. Stale? His stale delivery
works. Real wife dies.
Hmm?
His real wife died, and then he's just channeling that for the entire movie.
Oh, God, that did happen, didn't it? Oh, shit, that makes sense. But no, it was really great, though. I mean, nice build-up and really emotional, especially the puppy scene. I have never felt so bad for a dog in a movie in my life. You know, it sets him on the course of vengeance. And yeah,
but he did get another dog.
Yes.
So,
but yeah, great action, solid, like, one thing I can describe it as gung-fu. I mean, I heard a while back these directors behind the movie are rumored for a Jason Todd Red Hood movie, and I would hope to see them do it. If they could bring that kind of action to Red Hood.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, great action, solid world building. Like, just, I thought they would create a interesting world of assassins and the motels, and I want to see that expand upon the sequel. The only thing that really falters, though, is the climax. I mean, right after everything happens, and the final boss fight, I guess, doesn't really hold up to the rest of it. It feels kind of forced in there.
What I didn't get about that last fight is he could have just shot the guy, but instead he's like, nah, I gotta finish you through my hands.
Yeah, man, it's not even that good of a hand-to-hand fight.
No, it's like, I would have just shot him.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have even bothered.
Yeah, like one to the chest, one to the head, like he's doing the whole movie.
Nonsense.
Yeah. Okay.
No, it could be like 4 out of 5 stars.
All right, I'm gonna review this podcast.
Oh, good.
In particular, this episode, we had our moments. We were witty. We made a lot of in jokes. 2 out of 5. don't come back and listen next week. I think that seems to be our, like, our marketing strategy. We tell you not to listen to us, or we try to, like, make you not listen to us, and then you come back and listen. That seems how to be with it.
Because you're like, what there. Did they do so wrong? I must know.
Yeah. It's like a shitty restaurant. You're like, I have to go back and complain to the manager. What you realize is that there's no manager here. It's all just...
I mean, technically, you're the manager.
I guess so. I'm the closest thing to management. I remember I got an email from someone. They were like, oh, we would really love to sponsor your podcast. I was like, oh, really? And then I started to think that it was like a BS, like, spam email. So I was like, yeah, go call my lawyer, J. Jonah Jameson. He'll help you iron out a deal. Here's his number, and I just wrote a bunch of numbers. And then I was just like, that's it. I don't even know if that was a legit offer for a sponsorship or not, but that's what they got.
Oh, no, that's amazing. that's good.
Like, I don't even know.
I wonder if they're like actually googling like J. Jonah Jameson lawyer. There's probably like some down in like Florida or something like that who's like, I don't represent some three angry nerds. What are you talking about?
They're probably so pissed. They're like, what?
Why do these people keep asking us about a sponsorship? We don't have any clients called the three angry nerds. Anyways, that's some behind the scenes, you know. Featurette. Go like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Leave us an iTunes review. You know, say like the worst, like say the things you hate about the podcast, and then give us 5 stars.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all you need to do. You can just be like, this podcast sucks, but then we just put 5 stars. And then what would be great is if someone just randomly comes across us on iTunes and is looking at that, they're like, wow, people hate this podcast, but they're giving it 5 stars, so they must be doing something right.
Right.
Go read Carlos's fanfic. Apparently he's not reading as or writing as much, but...
Well, I am still writing content. Like, this last week, I haven't really had the chance because, like, I had to do, like, a million things to, like, get into the... like, to start my work, but once I get into, like, that rhythm, I'll be writing more often again.
Don't worry, people, there's plenty of content.
And, like, the latest
enjoy.
Chapter is actually almost done, so I just have to put the finishing touches on it. So.
Yeah. And, Batnut, do you want to pimp anything?
Not really. I don't really have Twitter or Facebook or anything, but hey, I mean, if you use Twitch, if you follow me on Batnut92, I usually play and stream until dawn or any of the latest games, and I'd be happy for the follow.
Yeah, just follow him and watch him play until dawn.
Yes, watch me kill people.
I don't know.
And scream.
So you got an honorable mention on my top 10 CBM chat members of all time list.
Yes.
So, yeah.
That's my honorary degree.
Why did I even put High Says Relax number one? Like, that guy's a piece of shit. Like, he doesn't deserve to be number one.
Well,
I gotta redo this list. This list is outdated. I even put Nicklander on. Nick Lander would not be on now. Just saying.
I hope I'm in the list this time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
Chad wouldn't
list.
Be on the list either.
No, Chad would be out. Mr. Cool would be
once
out.
Once we found out that snooper person.
Wortham would definitely be out too.
Yeah, definitely.
It would just be like top 5. It would be the only 5 people I like in chat.
It's like the 5 people who aren't shitheads.
Yeah. All right. I guess that's it. Goodbye? Question mark. Go live good lives.
To be continued.
Do good by your fellow man.
BDSM. Go Google that, and that's your homework for this week.